It is Friday, November 23rd, 2018.
The time has come for the podcast whose time has come. This is That Podcast. And since it is that time, and since that time has come, it is now time for us to present, proudly, Steve Goody.
I am somewhere in Pennsylvania at 9 in the morning. This has been an odd week, and I thought I'd just chat a little bit about what it's like to put together a tour of these house concerts and what a couple things I've learned might be. The main lesson I have learned is, one, do these things 6 months in advance, if at all possible. That is, get the booking started 6 months in advance to make for a tour that has the most gigs with the least miles in between them and the least days off. And this particular part of the autumn 2018 tour of Big Dumb Shows has been an example of not doing it properly. But the other lesson, number two, is roll with it. When stuff doesn't come together the way you are expecting or the way you're hoping, there's oftentimes an alternate plan that works pretty well and has advantages that perhaps the original plan didn't have, or not. Who knows? It all started this past Monday. Let me back up a little bit. It all started October 19th, which is a little over a month ago. This whole tour was originally supposed to be 3 weeks long, from October 19th to about November 10th or 11th. But then my family decided to have Thanksgiving in Washington, D.C., where my sister lives with her son, Danny. So then I thought, let's extend the whole thing so that it's actually October 19th, which was the original start date, all the way to December 2nd, with Washington, D.C. in the middle there for 2 days, which is what happened. But what I wound up doing was taking originally 6 days, it turned out to be 8 days. In the middle of that, took it off, put it in Nashville for a few reasons. And I've covered some of this before. If you're an avid listener to this stupid podcast, you've heard some of this before. But I just want to put it all into context to illustrate my first 2 points. The plan was to have 6 days off in Nashville. That got changed to 8 days off because the 6 days I'd had scheduled in Austin turned out to be 4 days. From Tuesday, October something, till the Friday. That was supposed to be Tuesday till Sunday, but then I thought, let's move the Monday gig in Ponchatoula, Louisiana, earlier if at all possible, and it turned out that was possible. Move that to November 10th, if I'm not mistaken, instead of the 12th. That put me back at home on November 11th, Sunday, and allowed me to play the Bluebird on that Sunday. And I've been taking a lot of Sundays off from my wonderful regular gig at the Bluebird as the host. And then I was home in Nashville for about a week, and which time I used it quite fruitfully. The main thing was to go to court and have the hearing for the estate of my dear friend Suki Smith, who passed away in September. And that court date was on Wednesday, the 14th of November. And got a lot of ducks in a row with a judge saying, yes, you are the executor. Here are the letters testamentary, meaning time to start getting serious about disposing of Suki's assets and keeping very careful track of everything and getting things to people that might have a personal connection to certain of her belongings. So that's all happened while I was back in town. Did another Sunday at the Bluebird this past 18th. Had a gig at my friend Bethany's house on the 17th, did this Bluebird on the 18th then. Okay, so the plan originally had been, on Monday the 19th of November, I would be somewhere in the Lexington, Kentucky area, because I got a couple friends, Dan Woods and some of his friends, who were trying to pull something together for me, but that all fell apart. Then my friend Sam Cooper, who lives in Nashville, said, hey, you want to play an hour in Nashville at the Gold Rush on Monday the 19th? I said, sure, sounds good. So I did an hour there. That was dandy on the 19th. Then on the 20th, I had originally been planning to be in Morgantown, West Virginia, where my buddy Tim has some friends who I performed for in August when I was up that way. They had been hoping to have a big house concert, and that all fell apart. I still played, but it was only for Tim and his two friends rather than a house full of people, because that all got screwed up. And they said, hey, we really enjoyed that, even though it was only for three people. When you come back through town again, let's put together a real Friendsgiving show. And that was meant to be Tuesday the 20th of November, this past Tuesday. But then that all fell apart. The guy whose house it was changed jobs. They didn't have Friendsgiving at all. And my friend Tim was very sorry. Sorry it all fell apart. So, okay, I didn't get to do West Virginia. So instead of that, I actually managed to get back in touch with my friend Jill. And I hadn't been in touch with her for a long time. She works in Morgantown, West Virginia, in a very cool facility for troubled young ladies. I performed at that facility months before in a very impromptu show in an afternoon after having done an evening in Lexington the night before in April. I called up Jill and I said, would the ladies like me to come play sometime on Tuesday, November 20th? That's just a very last minute thing. And we pulled it together. It was an afternoon thing. So Monday the 19th, this past Monday, 19th of November, I played at the Gold Rush in Nashville, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. slot. Then I got a few hours of sleep and then hit the road at 4 in the morning to get to Lexington, Kentucky. I'm sorry, Moorhead, Kentucky, by 10 o'clock a.m. to do a morning show at 11 for the ladies. And that was a lot of fun, and it's always very odd, but quite rewarding. These are some very troubled ladies, and they are doing the best they can, and they seem to really enjoy when someone comes and performs to them. And I enjoy it, too. We have to keep it very, very, very G-rated, very, very, very clean. You can't even say darn, because darn, according to them, is a slang for damn, and we certainly can't be saying damn. So I don't know what they say exactly. If you want to say gosh darn it, you can't say that. You have to say, oh, shoot, which, in my opinion, is just slang for shit, but that's fine.
Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody is halfway over. That's right. We've had half of Steve's Big Dumb Podcast, which means that half of the podcast is over. But stay tuned, because the second half of Steve's Big Dumb Podcast is coming up now.
So I did that and then drove another 7 hours, leaving about 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday the 20th, to my sister's house in Washington, D.C., arriving right around midnight on Tuesday the 20th. Got some sleep, and then I spent Wednesday and Thursday in Washington, D.C. as planned with the family, and that's always very nice. We do a lot of playing of silly games. This time our big game was Connect Four for some reason. We had a great big ongoing Connect Four tournament, and nobody actually won except perhaps my niece Sarah, who's very, very smart, very, very good at Connect Four, and actually also very, very nice when she doesn't win every game. She's like an excellent example of good sportspersonship, which certain people could learn from, including me. All right. We also played a lot of Boggle and a lot of Scrabble and ate way too much food and were up way too late. So my point was, although Monday and Tuesday, the 19th and 20th, didn't work out at all the way I expected them to, I still got shows and still got to where I was going. And now it is Friday, November 23rd, and I am driving. I'm in the middle of 6 hours of driving from Washington, D.C. to Liverpool, New York, where my friends Dave Schwalm and his band... Oh, gosh, I can never remember the name of their band. It's a very cool band, and it's complicated, and they sing really well. And they come down to Nashville on a regular basis all the way from upstate New York. I mean, we're talking practically Canada up here. They play the Bluebird pretty regularly for free because they're awesome, and now I'm going to play their pub. And I'm driving. I can't remember the name of anything. But Pat and Sal and Dave are hosting me as the comedy part of their evening at a pub they own, if I'm not mistaken, up there in Liverpool, New York. So that's where I'm heading. That's tonight, the 23rd. Then Saturday, I'll head east all the way to Cape Cod at the home of my good friend Carol LaDuke and do a show there in her tiny little living room. At best, we will fit in, I don't know, 20 people. That would be quite crammed. But it's always fun at her house. And then Sunday, going to spend some time in Queens, New York, because I don't know where else I can be. And then Monday, got another noon show or thereabouts, and my good friend Kiki, she's going to host me at her radio show / college / I don't know what. And then on down back to Washington, and then a whole bunch of dates that are wide open because it all got screwed up. I was hoping to be doing a show in Washington, but that's not happening. And then That would be on Tuesday the 27th. And then Wednesday the 28th, I was supposed to be in Hilton Head, North Carolina, but that got pushed back to Friday the 30th. I'll be in Hilton Head, North Carolina. So in the meantime, I've got quite a few days with not a lot going on, but I might visit my old friend Deb Slatkin at Neon Works in Charlotte, North Carolina. Might also see my friend, my old girlfriend, Sylvia, who used to live in L.A., now lives in outside of Charlotte, North Carolina with her new husband. I might also stop through Greenwood, North Carolina, home of my best buddy, Trey, who, man, he's awesome. Does a lot of bluegrass music and is a huge non-believer that Trump ever got elected. It's just impossible, and he finds that all of his bluegrass audience disagrees with him politically, so he's just kind of given up on music. But don't give up, Trey. Don't give up, Trey Ward, because in two more years, gosh darn it, one way or the other, we're not going to have Trump anymore, and you'll be able to sing again. And then, okay, Friday the 30th, I will wind up in Hilton Head, and that'll be good. And then Saturday, the 1st of December, all the way down in Tampa for Jackie and Eric and Nicole, because they're awesome and they wanted me to play. And just a ton of driving. Then 10 hours on Sunday, the 2nd of December, to get back to Nashville to play the Bluebird. Yeah, it's a lot. But it's good. It's good. And in the meantime, while I'm doing all this driving, I'm actually getting a fully formulated in my head plan of what to do to upgrade my recording studio. And I'll talk more about that next time. And let's do some music. This is Steve's Big Dumb Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen to this. And hope to see you at a show pretty soon. All right.
I'm on the road about 45 weeks a year, and that's a lot of time to be on the road. And I stay in a lot of little places, sometimes not so nice. Thought I'd tell you about it. In every town, there's a familiar sight. Affordable places to stay for the night. Big plastic signs lit up so bright. They leave out the frills and they leave on the light. Hope you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, maybe you better ask your sister Lucille. At the bulletproof window, I fill out a form. I get my key and I open my door. Well, the walls are all brick and the carpet is torn, and it hits me in the nose like a thousand times before. It's that motel smell that I know so well. It's like a locker room inside a Taco Bell. Get us out of here. I hear my nostrils yell because of that motel smell. Woo. The cigarette burns are deep and bald. The phone doesn't work and the shower is cold. And bolted to the desk is a remote control for a black and white TV with no vertical hold. Not to mention that motel smell that I know so well. Fix it up just a bit, it'll look like a prison cell. Of a can of Hormel's. That motel smell. Here's what $20 will buy me. Dark and scary and hairy and slimy. The hose and the blanket are baseball size. I'm chasing rats, I'm swatting flies. And through the wall I can hear the cries of the couple in the next row winning the prize.
Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody is over. We've been podcasting for quite some time, and now the podcast is over. That means we're not podcasting anymore. Until next time, when Steve's Big Dumb Podcast will be... podcasting. This is Steve Goody. Thanks for listening. Bye!